The war and the work of the church. The perplexities incident to the war increased as the rate of bounty was raised, necessitating still heavier calls for means from Seventh-day Adventists. Workers in the field reported difficulties in connection with attempts in evangelism. William Ingram reported the Illinois tent was laid up because it was useless to pitch the tent in new fields during the war excitement. In Iowa, J.H. Wagoner and B.F. Snook were arrested under martial law and detained till they secured a certificate from the county judge setting forth their place of residence, their present occupation and calling. The judge advised them to repair immediately to their homes, as they would be daily more and more liable to troubles and difficulties. Ibid, August 26, 1862. From Rochester, New York, M. E. Cornell reported. The war excitement was so great we had to adjourn for 2 nights. Our tent was used for the war meetings. I never saw such an excitement as there is here in Rochester. The streets are blocked up with the tents of recruiting officers. The stores are all closed up 3 o'clock to 6 p.m., and all are trying to induce men to enlist. War meetings every night. Ibid. Yet the difficulties that attended the holding of public efforts created compensating conditions. The troubles and perplexities sobered the hearts of ministers and laity. They sought the Lord more earnestly, they were more zealous in missionary activity in the communities where they lived, and the Lord blessed them with the salvation of many souls. Then in January 1863, relief came to the ranks of Seventh-day Adventists in a comprehensive message penned by Ellen White in Testimony No. 9. The advertisement for the pamphlet appeared in the first issue of the review published in the new year. It read, Testimony for the Church, No. 9, will be ready in a few days. It will be sent by mail, postpaid, for 12 cents a copy. Subjects, the war, and our duty in relation to it. Duty of parents and children, danger of our ministers, etc. It was again advertised 3 issues later, as follows, subjects, the war, our duty in relation to it, spirits lead our army, etc., etc., Ibid, January 27, 1863. Believers had been reaching out for guidance. It was promised in this little 48-page pamphlet. The content of this intriguing testimony will await discussion till the issues of the military draft are dealt with in Chapter 4.